Gold 92.5 News.
Morning, Naomi Lynch with you. A man suffered non-life-threatening injuries after being stabbed in the torso at Pimpama. He's told police he was attacked through his open car window by a man he knows while he was in his vehicle on Bull Road around 7:30. He drove to Upper Coomera before pulling over and calling an ambulance. Police are investigating. Some major traffic delays on the M1 at Merrimack overnight after a stolen car ran into the back of a RAV4 around 6 p.m, causing the RAV to roll. The man behind the wheel of the stolen Subaru Impreza ran off while emergency services were called to the scene to free the 55-year-old RAV driver who was trapped in her car.
We arrived to find two vehicles involved with one female patient encapsulated. The 50-year-old female that was on scene suffered some significant injuries to her right hand.
Liam Kingsbury from QAS there. A total fire ban is being imposed across much of the southeast today. However, the Gold Coast is exempt for now. But with temperatures forecast to jump to the high 20s and winds picking up from today, the Rural Fire Services Superintendent Alan Gillespie says we could see a fire ban here too in the future.
The gusty winds may very well penetrate closer to the coast than we thought. So we're constantly reviewing that situation, and you know, if conditions deteriorate, then we'll certainly look at what restrictions we need to put in place.
And authorities in Canada have scheduled an autopsy after finding the bodies of two males in dense bushland believed to belong to those teen fugitives. The 18 and 19-year-olds are accused of killing Sydney man Lucas Fowler and his American girlfriend, as well as a university professor. To sport, and the Gold Coast Suns drive up the M1 for Saturday's Q clash against the Lions at the Gabba. Brisbane have a top two spot in their sight heading into the AFL finals, while the Suns have lost 15 in a row. And a supercar legend is returning for the upcoming Enduro rounds, partnering with the Gold Coast Jamie Wincup. Craig Lowndes will be in the Red Bull Holden co-driver's seat for Sandown, Bathurst and the Gold Coast 600. And you can get more news on demand whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or through our website.